Welcome to The Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone. Good morning, Journey of You family. Welcome to the show. First and foremost, I just want to say, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see another day. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life, Father. We thank you for the breath in our lungs and the beat in our heart. Thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that in you we can do all things. Thank you for being with us even today, Lord, in this moment, for walking with us, Lord, for even carrying us at the times that we need it. Thank you for being our strength, our peace, and our joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, family, so we're at the final episode in our Elevate series, and what a journey it's been. We've elevated our perspective, we've renewed our mindset, we've refined our approach, and now we're stepping into the fruit-bearing phase. Elevate your production. It's time to put the vision into action, not with overwhelm, but with Holy Spirit-led strategy. God didn't call you to just carry your vision. He called you to birth it, to produce something in the earth that glorifies him and blesses others. So let's start with John 15:8. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Fruitfulness brings glory to God. You weren't designed to just exist. You were designed to produce. You not sure yet? Okay, let's go to Proverbs 31:17. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. This reminds us that producing well takes strength, strategy, and stewardship. Okay, let's talk through it. Your production flows from connection. In John 15:5, Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Fruit doesn't come from striving. It comes from abiding in him. When you stay connected to the source, your output is blessed, not burned out. So right now I want you to ask yourself, are you producing from a place of pressure or from God's presence? Which one is it? Do you feel the pressure that I've got to produce, I've got to get this done? Or are you naturally producing out of the fruit because you've been connected to the source and spending time in God's presence? Because there's a distinct difference between the two. And you'll know it when you're feeling burned out. Or you're feeling like you're just constantly running, 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 but it's like you're running on fumes and running on empty because you need to be filled back up because you're not connected to the source. So that's a really helpful gauge for you to determine whether or not you're producing from pressure or from presence, okay? To take that a step further, clarity precedes production. You've got to have a clear vision. Without a vision, the people perish. Okay, that's why Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision down and make it plain so you can run that reads it, so he can run that reads it, okay? If you don't know what you're building, you're going to be wasting energy. Take time to revisit your vision. What did God ask you to build in this season? Not what he asked you 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you know, a long time ago. What is he asking you in this season? You may very well still be doing those things that he asked you to do previously, but what is it that he asked you to do in this season, in this moment? Be clear on your assignment and say no to distractions that are disguised as opportunities. Can we camp right there for a minute, okay? Elevated production requires focused execution. It is imperative that you are keenly aware of exactly what it is you're supposed to be doing right now in this moment
so that when someone's like, hey, can you do this? Hey, I want to offer you this opportunity. Hey, what about this? Oh, can you also join this committee? Can you work on this project? Can you help with this over here? And all of a sudden, you're like, oh my gosh, I have all these opportunities. But are those opportunities actually aligned with what you're supposed to be doing in this season and they're going to help move you closer to it? Or are they distractions that are going to pull you away from it? That is the key you have to figure out. So that way, you're not spending your time doing all these things, and all of a sudden, now you're getting closer to burnout because you're like, oh, well, I'm busy. But are you being productive and bearing fruit? There is a difference, okay? Discipline plus grace equals divine output. Production requires discipline. That's showing up when you don't feel like it. Being faithful in the small things, because remember, he is faithful over a few things, will be faithful over many things, okay? And then finishing what you start. All of that takes discipline, but it also requires grace and recognizing that God adds his super to your natural. You may be doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. It's like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, the floodgates open. Maybe all these orders come in, or all of a sudden you have, more clients than you even know what to do with. God has placed his super with your natural. But you can't just sit and wait for the supernatural to happen before you're like, now I'm going to do something. You need to be actively doing that and believing that God's going to follow through with his promises because his word will return to him void. Okay? Galatians 6:9 reminds us, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You can't give up. You've got to keep going. You've got to act like that thing has already happened. Like you've already made it. It's already manifested. You're already walking in it. Because then that's going to help increase your faith. Because remember, faith without works is dead. So while you're believing for this thing to manifest, you are actively working in it. So if that means that you're talking to clients every day, like waiting for one of them to be like, yep, let's sign up and do it. Or, you're actively out just communicating with people and having conversations and letting them know what you do and just sharing about your gifts and, doing it from a place of like not where you're going out and being salesy, but how can I help you? How can I be of service to you? Hey, what's going on with you? And genuinely learning about them and seeing what their needs are, then you're easily able to step right into, well, you know what? I could actually help you with that. And then you're having conversations about the ways that you can help them. And it's being fruitful. And even if they don't work with you right now, you've just planted a seed and helped them. To God be the glory, whether they work with you or not. But those seeds, remember, the laws of sowing and reaping are inevitable. You will reap a harvest on that. If it's not today, it'll be sometime in the future. But you continually plant those seeds, believing that God is watering it and your harvest is going to come. Okay? So you've got to believe that God's going to multiply what's in your hands. Okay? In Matthew 25, the servants were given talents. I know that you guys are familiar with this parable. We've talked about it more than once. But the ones who multiplied what they were given, they were called good and faithful. Do you want to be called good and faithful today? You've got to multiply what's already in your hand, okay? God has already given it to you. You're already equipped with everything that you need. Use what's in your hands. He didn't say, oh, you go get this too. Oh, you got to go get this. Yes, we're constantly evolving. We're growing. We're learning. Maybe we're getting additional degrees or certification so that we can be better in our crafts. But you have everything that you need right there inside of you. And as long as you've got God, you literally can do anything, okay? So think about it. What has God placed in your hands? Is it an idea? Is it a business? A book, a gift? What has he given you that you could be using right now? That here's a really big one that will help you clarify. You probably don't even feel qualified to use it. It's either that you're like, oh, I don't know, I'm not qualified, I don't have anything. Everybody has a gift. You have a gift. It's just you don't feel qualified, you don't feel like you're enough to do it. Who's going to listen to me? Or I don't have any experience. When it's those things in your head, that's a very big clue of like you are on the right track because that's the exact thing that God wants to use because it's not in our might and our strength, it's in His. And so we have to depend on Him to walk those things out. And experience helps you gain more confidence in it. but you're fully depending on God to help you walk it out. That's a clue right there of, I don't know, I'm not qualified to do that. So you're sticking to what you know or what you're comfortable in, or here's one, what you've been doing all along. You're like, oh, okay, no, I know this. I can do this in my sleep. And so you do it because you're comfortable and you're nervous or scared to step out and try that other thing where you're not comfortable, but it really brings you passion and joy. And that's that thing that, yes, this is what you were made to do, but you're very nervous about doing it. That's a very good indicator. So get in your word, sit down and talk to God about that thing. Let his word, like it tells you in Psalm 119, 105, be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. He'll give you the clarity you need and walk you step by step through what you need to do. And with each step you take, he's taking a step with you. Then you take another step, and he gives you the next instruction. You take another step, he gives you the next instruction. He's not going to map it all out at one time. I know, I asked him the same thing. Can you give me step-by-step detailed instructions just like you did Noah when he was building the ark? I'm sure God would be cracking up laughing when I say that. But it's not like that. He wants you to take that first step and trust him in faith. And then once you complete that step, then he's going to give you that next instruction. So spend time with him. He will show you exactly what you need to do. Then you can elevate your production by multiplying it with excellence, faith, and action. Because now you're doing it to the glory of God, which brings in that excellence. You're stepping out in faith, trusting him. And so it's increasing and building your faith as you go. But then you're actively taking action like you believe what you just prayed for. There are so many times that we negate our own prayers because we're like, oh, I'm not enough. Oh, I'm not good enough. I don't have the right experience. What? You got a legion of angels standing at the ready, waiting for you to just speak those things into existence. Just like God said, let there be light, and it was. He gave us the same power and authority. So every time that you say something negative about yourself, you're negating. First of all, God said we're made in his image. So you're negating him. Because we're made in his image. And so if we're made in his image and he's given us the power and authority and we're fighting from victory, not for victory, we should be able to speak those things out. And the angels get to work to go get those things exactly what we need and bring us what we need. And then we can keep stepping out in faith because we're speaking out God's word and his word is true. It does not return to him void. So if we're speaking his truth, oh my goodness, if God be for me, who can be against me? But then if you turn right back around after you've prayed for God to do this thing for you and you start speaking negative, power of life and death in the tongue. Are you speaking life in your situation? Are you speaking life over your family, over your business, over your vehicle, over your house, over your finances, over your church and your community, over everything in your life? Or are you speaking death? I know, I can hear you saying it. Oh, well, I'm not talking negative. I don't talk negative. But every single time that you say anything the opposite of what you're believing God for, you are speaking negative and you're feeding doubt into what you're believing. And James already told us that we cannot be doubtful because then you're like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man believe they're going to believe, receive anything from God. You have to believe. And then you've got to faith your fears to death. Elevate. That is where the focus is. You've got to look up and elevate the level of your perspective. Then it's your mindset, your approach, and your production. That's what we're focusing on this month. Elevate. We can't do things the same way we've always done them. We can't think about it the same way. We've got to capture those thoughts, bringing them into captivity so we can align ourselves with God and what He's called us to do. You have work to do. You are on assignment. And you've got to start walking that out. No more excuses. No more, oh, well, I was too tired. Or I was too busy. Or, oh, I'm going to procrastinate a little longer. It's time out for that. There are souls out there that are waiting on you to step into what God has called you to do. And you might be the only Jesus that they see. They may never step foot into a church until you've stepped into what you were called to do. They might not pick up a Bible, but they'll listen to your story. And you'll sit down and tell them, oh man, this is what God did for me. Or, you know, they might ask you, well, why do you have joy? Or how come even though you're going through all this stuff, you still seem to have a smile on your face? Or you still seem, you know, hopeful? Well, let me tell you about Jesus and what he did for me. You are the light that they're looking for. Because they might not go and look for Jesus. They might not even know about him. That's where you come in. And whether that's in your products, whether that's in your, services that you provide, or the way that you carry yourself, or the way you interact with people, you have an assignment to fulfill. And it doesn't look like anybody else's because each of us are unique. But you've got to step into it so that all those people who are waiting can then step into theirs. You're going to be fruit bearing, but you've got to start elevating in order to get there. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for your promises, Father. We thank you for your goodness, Lord, and that you've already equipped us with everything that we need. Thank you that in you, Father, we can do all things, that nothing is impossible with you. Thank you, Father, that it's not about us getting the credit. It's not about us getting the accolades or being the one that gets the glory. It's all about you, Father, and us fulfilling our assignments and stepping into this season, wanting to bring you all the glory, honor, and praise, Father, because that's what it's all about. So we thank you for each and every person listening today, Lord, that they are going to be on fire and charged up, that you're going to stir up the gift within them, Lord, that they're able to hit the ground running, bring back to their remembrance the exact assignment that you've given them in this season, Lord. May you take away discouragement and doubt, Father. May they press through and press into you so that they can step out in faith and do the things that you've called them to do. I pray over each and every person you have for them to pour into, Lord, that their hearts be receptive, Father, that they be ready and hungry and have a desire to want to know more about you and everything that comes with you, Lord. I pray that you help each and every person to be bold to speak about the wonderful things that you're doing in their life, Father, to be bold in their products and services and the things that you've called them to do in the kingdom for your glory, Lord. Thank you, Father, for equipping them. Thank you for giving them power, Father. Thank you that you're going to receive all the glory, honor, and praise in it, Lord. Thank you for them serving in excellence, for stepping out in faith and taking actionable steps today to fulfill exactly the things that you've told them to do. And to use what's right in their hands right now. Remind them what's in their hands. Reveal it to them, Lord. Give them the clarity they need so they can step out and move forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If this has blessed you, please download and share it with someone else that it can be a blessing to as well. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins. You get to make the choice. You don't have any control over the day you were born, nor do you have any control over the day that you expire. But that dash in the middle is totally yours to own. What are you going to do right now to make your dash count and show the goodness of God in your life?
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.